Hello and welcome back to my podcast. My name is Atana Nava and I'm here with my co-host Sophie.
Hi guys, how are you guys doing?
So we are here today to talk about mental health and especially in the South Asian community. This is a topic that I guess is quite relatable because we are of South Asian origin, and I guess in terms of just having conversations about emotions and you know, feeling
a lot of the struggles that we felt as like growing up as kids that you didn't realize were actually linked to mental health, but when we spoke about it together we realized actually it is linked to mental health, and a lot of our career choices and our personal choices in life has been linked to some of these issues that have come within our childhood. So we just thought it would be a great topic to discuss, especially as we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear that other people also feel the same way, and it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah. Like, it is, I guess it is normal, especially in our culture, for mental health to not be openly discussed. Because the main thing is the stigma, the collective stigma around mental health.
Yeah, and like one of the most common issue that a lot of parents will say to their kids is, what will the other people think?
Yeah.
So like a lot of times you try your best to hide whatever issues you may have as a family or as an individual to make sure other people don't see your flaws, your imperfections. And a lot of times that can weigh on you quite heavily, especially mentally. Even if it does affect you, you just can't do anything about it. Yeah. You
suffer in silence. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, because you feel it's the shame, right? That oh, like you said, what about other people? What they will think bad of you. That's such a common thing in our culture as well. You know,
you're not living up to the standard, so that means you've failed as an individual in our society. Yeah. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so you constantly have this inner battle with yourself to try and fit this social like mold to try and be this perfect human being. But like we always say in most of our podcasts is, no one's perfect and no one can be perfect, because if you were perfect, you're God. Why are you here?
Literally.
Why are you living on earth?
You're not human. Yeah. You're not human.
So it's practically impossible, like, to live this
social expectation that we spoke about before as well. That you need to be a certain way. No, you don't have mental health problems. You're fine. You're okay.
Yeah.
And again, suffering in silence.
Yeah.
And what happens when you suffer in silence? You're going to feel even worse. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel even more isolated and alone, thinking that you're not going to be able to get help. You feel like you're not, there is no help out there, because your immediate family, which is, you know, very important, you know, the people, you know, that you first knew in this world,
and they don't trust.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously.
Yeah. And that can actually lead to you going into a downward spiral, into something worse than what the actual issue was.
Exactly.
Because you didn't get that chance to talk about it and just get that weight off your shoulders, really. So yeah, that's why we wanted to talk about it, and hopefully some of you guys out there who feel like you need to talk to someone, I hope this is like a little encouragement or a step in the right direction for you guys to get the help that you need. Even if it's just talking to a friend, I think it's quite important to talk and not feel as though you can't talk to anyone, you're alone, and it's just all in your imagination, because it's actually not.
No, it's very real.
Yeah, Like, just because you're not bleeding, like, physically, you can't see your wounds doesn't mean you're not hurting.
Yeah.
You can hurt mentally as well.
It's literally exactly the same. Mental health is the same as your physical health. And I was just also, what came up for me when you're saying that was, you know, being afraid. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
as much fear. As, yeah, fear of even telling your family, oh, I'm feeling quite low, for example.
Yeah.
It's like, you just feel like you're not going to be taken seriously. Yeah. Like, they're going to be like, man up, or no, you're lying. Back in our day, mental health didn't exist.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real thing. No one had these problems, but now, I don't know, maybe because you're in this country or whatever.
There's actually a quote that I read somewhere like a while back when I was at uni, and it said, fear is an illusion. So when I understood that quote, I was like, wow, it actually changed my perspective on things. It's literally all in your head. There's nothing to be scared of. Just face it head on.
Yeah.
But that's easier said than done. Yeah.
But that's what courage is. Courage is having the fear and doing it anyway. It doesn't mean that you don't have the fear. Fear is a very natural response. But it's, like you said, it's an illusion. You're making it up in your mind.
It's like the boogeyman under your bed. Even though you know there's nothing under your bed.
Yeah.
It's just that fear, like, oh, okay.
You still think that I'm it's going to be there. Running up the stairs. Yeah. Away from the dark so no one catches you. So it's, so yes, the stigma around mental health, it's seen as something that's bad, it's frowned upon, that you're not normal. And what happens is that, I think with Asian communities, because we're very collectivist, so we're very much like a tight-knit, you know, with family, extended family, you know, back in, so, you know, back in your home country, it could be like, everyone knows each other, you're a tight-knit community, so that's another thing of the shame that, oh, if there's something wrong with you, oh, everyone's going to know, everyone's going to talk about it. And so when mental health issues or problems arise, people keep it in the family, they keep it private, which means that that suffering individual is most likely not going to be able to access or get the help that they really need from a professional, or, you know, from just any other mental health service. So that's one thing about the stigma. People don't tend to seek outside help. They keep things private. And I guess it's also in South Asian countries, as well as a few other countries as well, because mental health is seen as something that's not real.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, it's not taken seriously. It's like, you're making it up. You know, people have that attitude towards mental health. And
I think a lot of that stems from the fact that they can't physically see it.
Yes.
I think it's like when someone says, oh, believe in God, but you can't see God. So why should I believe in God?
Yeah.
I think it's that kind of mentality that stops people from seeing the actual mental health issues.
So I can't see it, so it's not real.
Yeah, basically.
And, you know, now in this day and age, we've advanced so much, you know, we're able to, like, look at, you know, brain scans and actually differentiate between a healthy mind and a mind that has, I think it's a mind that's, you know, if someone's that's feeling depressed, they have, like, low serotonin levels, and certain parts of the brain doesn't, like, light up as much. So there is now physical evidence, you know, that mental health does exist as well. It's not just a feeling, as people might say. And so in these Asian countries as well, because people don't believe in it, the mental health system is probably not as advanced as it is here in the UK. So I remember going to Sri Lanka a few years ago to volunteer in a mental health hospital. They were all literally drugged up. Like, they were walking around like zombies, dribbling. Like, you couldn't even have a conversation with them. Nurses were, like, hitting the patients, throwing water on them because they were, like, obviously they're not well, so they're behaving erratic or whatever. So it was so messed up.
I think because of the ignorance of, like, not understanding what the actual issue is, and they don't know how to deal with it. So maybe they take out their frustrations through being violent.
Yeah, which is so wrong.
I know.
On so many levels. And that's the thing, it's a lack of knowledge, lack of education.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, in this country, even though, or more advanced countries, even though, yes, we are South Asians and maybe our elders still have that mentality or that belief, we do have, you know, pretty good mental health services and systems.
Mm, yeah. It's just, in like, no one's accessing it.
Yes. That's the problem. That's it. And it is, you know, mental health is real. There are services out there for a reason. You know, there is no shame in seeking for help.
It's like going to see a GP.
Literally.
You're going there for a consultation. So it's just, you're just seeing a therapist instead who specializes in mental health.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Yeah. GPs for physical issues and a therapist is for mental issues. Definitely. Like, it's not. Yeah. And
it's the same thing.
And people need to understand, like, the earlier you get help, the quicker you're able to overcome your issue. The more you leave it and let it
marinate.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, like, multiply.
Yeah, it'll get worse and worse.
It's like cancer, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't see it quickly, it spreads all over your body, and mental health is the same.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. The thing about mental health is, it isn't like a physical wound where it just affects you. It affects everyone around you, especially if you have a family, if you have kids. And that's the most important thing, because it,
the people that love you see that change in you. And they're going to, obviously, because we're human beings, we're going to respond to someone we love in a certain way, react in a certain way.
And when you're radiating negative energy, they automatically take on that negative energy. And then, in a way, they're also deteriorating and you're deteriorating.
Yeah, stress, anxiety. Because
I guess it's like a little cycle.
It is.
Yeah.
It is like a vicious cycle. And, you know, it's not just, you know, depression or anxiety, like psychosis.
Yeah.
It's very psychosis, real thing as well. You know, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. And I think with South Asian communities, as well as probably other communities as well, maybe in Africa, psychosis, so certain symptoms of psychosis is like seeing things or hearing things that aren't there. Certain communities might think that an individual is like possessed by a demon.
I've heard of this.
So that was a very common thing. I remember there was a few like BAME individuals that I've worked in the past, and their families literally were like, no, he doesn't need any help, it's not a mental health problem, you know, it's, we're gonna take him to, you know, the mosque or, you know, to whatever. And it was just like, oh, it's such a shame, because we can see from a different perspective that this person probably needs medication. It's highly unlikely they're possessed by a demon, right? So that's another thing as well, religious perspectives on mental health too.
So you've worked in Asian communities with mental health, right?
Yes.
So have you seen like maybe specific communities or like specific religions that prevent this from, like, that say, oh no, you can't have mental health?
So I think,
is it just like a general issue among Asian communities?
I mean, I'm just gonna, top of my head, I'll say, like, Hindus and Muslims, people that follow those religions tend to think of, like, demons and being possessed and things like that.
Okay.
It is, I guess, Caucasian people are more likely to access services. I don't know if, you know, because obviously, I think, you know, in Christianity, you know, the devil is a big thing as well. So I don't know if it's, if religious is the right route to go down, or maybe it's.
Do you think culture? Maybe because, like, the older generation, they didn't grow up with all these services available to them. So they weren't educated. So, and the way they grew up, they might have thought that, they might have seen someone in their community and been told, like, oh, stay away from this person because they're possessed. So then they think, oh, maybe this person's possessed because they're like this.
Like, learn things that you were taught.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a thing. Like, I think with Asian communities, you'll pass down things, like you're taught certain ways. This is our community, this is how we behave, this is how we should be. And mental health is one of those things, you know, in terms of emotions. We're not, I wouldn't say that most Asians are very open with their emotions and talk about their feelings.
Yeah.
It's more about, oh, you know, go study this and be a doctor or engineer or whatever just it is.
Fill in the checklist.
Yeah. That's it. Emotions are not on that checklist. It's all about what you're going to achieve in life. So, I mean, in terms of Asian communities, most Asian people are, you know, refugees, asylum seekers, have escaped war. So PTSD, depression, anxiety are very common in those areas. And I think I was reading as well before that older South Asian women are the most at risk for suicide.
Oh, okay.
Which was quite interesting because I would have assumed it was men because men don't really speak about emotions and things like that.
What? Why is that?
I'm thinking more of a patriarchal sense.
Oh, okay.
I didn't look into it in terms of research and evidence, but I'm thinking women are, you know, in our culture seen lesser. You know, we'll say it how it is, that's how it is. So most women, older South Asian women, wouldn't maybe have been treated right.
Oh, maybe because they don't go to work and they're most likely housewives, so they don't have access to people to talk about their issues and problems. And I think a lot of times when their husbands come home, they can't even talk to them sometimes, maybe because they're already tired from coming back from work and their issues, and then they feel like they have no one to talk to. Actually, that's really sad.
Yeah. But it's true though, it's because you know, the husband probably comes home, it's like, oh, I had enough, you know, stress at work or whatever, just give me food and
go to sleep. Yeah.
And the woman's probably been at home all day waiting for the husband to come home
to talk about her problems and her issues
and, you know, provide and whatever. And
she probably feels like she doesn't have anyone else to talk to who she can trust, like her husband. And obviously when he's not emotionally available,
it's not easy. And the thing is, I think most South Asian women as well aren't probably emotionally available either. Maybe because they may not be aware of how to communicate their emotions. You know, I've spoken to a few older aunties that, you know, I don't think it's, you know, people don't say I love you to each other in our
it's not a thing.
It's like, what? It's like so bizarre. But then here in the UK, you know, all these other people was like, oh, I love you, and it's like, no, don't hold hands, we don't kiss, we don't do any of that. Like, affection, emotions is not a thing. So I think what needs to happen, number one, education, like we spoke about, education about mental health, around mental health, the reality of mental health and that it exists.
Yeah. And also being able to understand when you need the help. So, like, just because you have a bad day, it doesn't mean you have, like, a mental health issue. It's, like, it's one of those things that you...
It's a problem when you can't live life.
Yeah, it's...
Or do daily activities.
Yeah, you can't get out of bed. You can't think or function in a moment. Or, like, you lose your breathing because you're having an anxiety attack. It's those little issues that kind of... I think you should try and get help.
Yeah, as soon as you can, because, like we were saying before, the more you leave it, the worse it'll get. And, you know, another thing is, you know, speaking about emotions. Like, if you've got older parents that aren't really open to the idea of mental health, you know, maybe asking them how you feel. And they might, you know, they might just be like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, I'm okay, you know, whatever. But really,
the more you ask questions, the more they'll open up to you. And having that conversation is a step in the right direction.
Exactly. Because it'll make them realize that, oh, damn, like, I have emotions. I have feelings.
I have trauma.
Yeah.
That I haven't dealt with. And I've passed on to this kid unintentionally.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, I think kids in, and not in the, I don't want to say everyone, but like some people, they feel as though their parents are to blame because of the issues that they have.
Mm.
But a lot of times parents don't intentionally do stuff to hurt you, especially like mentally or physically.
Mm.
And yeah, just remember, like, your parents also went through trauma that their parents gave that they weren't aware of. So just be nice.
Yeah, because it is passed down. It's generational trauma, as they say. And, you know, your parents probably don't realise, like you said, what they've done. But you realising that, it's an opportunity for you to break that generational trauma so you don't, so you work on yourself and you don't pass it on to your future kids and whatnot. So,
and I think if there's something bothering you, especially something that your parents have done to you, I think sitting down and just talking to them, like, don't raise your voice, don't try and like argue and be defensive, just let them talk their point of view and just listen and see where they're coming from, like with an open mind. Because a lot of times you'll go and talk to your parents and then it just turns into a whole argument. You're like, why did I even bother?
Literally.
You know, but sometimes, like, maybe just not saying anything and just listening to what they're saying. Because parents have this problem of like turning everything into a lecture.
Yeah,
I think it's just the Asian thing. I don't know.
It really is, which can be off-putting.
Really frustrating.
But I mean, definitely conversations about emotions should be a thing. Just to listen to each other, acknowledge that, you know, if you're feeling stressed because, you know, going to work or you've got this problem and that problem and this thing you need to look after or take care of, you know, that feeling, maybe they just don't know how to name their emotions as well. You know, like this thing you're feeling right now where your heart is beating really fast and you're struggling to breathe and you're shaking, this is called anxiety. You know, instead of it just be like, oh, you know, it's just something that happens. Maybe it's that lack of education as well.
And maybe instead of getting frustrated at them lecturing you or like going off topic, have questions ready to keep them on track so you can get the answer, the closure that you need, and get the answers that you need to close that kind of trauma or whatever
that you're experiencing. And also tell them how you feel as well, because your feelings are valid too. And it could be like, you know, if your parents are saying something to you, maybe being like, oh, like, mom, what you're saying right now is making me feel this way and that way. So then they acknowledge that, okay, what they're doing.
And sometimes that does take time. Yes. They won't acknowledge it straight away. No. You have to understand that, because they've
learned so much over so many years.
Yeah. It's hard for them to unlearn what they've learned.
Yeah, like their process of thinking. So you've got to be patient as well with your community, but one step at a time.
Breaking
down the barriers. So yeah, that was a very interesting topic. I'm sure a lot of people will have their own opinions and thoughts on mental health with the South Asian community as well. So let us know, give me a message, DM me, follow me on my socials, which is atana.nava, which is ARTHANA.NAVA. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and visit my website, which is atananava.com.
Yeah, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye.